Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's Mesa City Council meeting for Monday, March 19th, 2012. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to serve and to conduct this meeting this evening. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Board Chairman David Madden of First Church of Christ Scientist, after which Councilmember Christopher Glover will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Dear Heavenly Father, Mother God, Lord of heaven and earth,
Creator of all good, we thank you that you are ever present in our lives. We acknowledge your hand in the many blessings which have come to our beautiful city of Mesa. It is your intelligence, wisdom, courage, strength, and integrity which assist our elected officials in making sound decisions for the welfare of the Mesa community. Your ever-present spirit guides everyone present this evening in the conduct of their business. We pray that this evening everyone present may express the mind of your beloved Son, Christ Jesus. Help us to follow his example. We ask this in his name. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. You know, Mesa is very fortunate to have a large number of people who take extra special amounts of pride in the properties they own. And this is what's important for their homes and their businesses. And this is, you know, one thing that's really important toward not only maintaining a great community, but building a great community. Every once in a while, would like to take the opportunity to recognize those homeowners and business owners who take that extra effort and who demonstrate pride in their property, but also pride in their neighborhood and their area, and which translates into a pride in Mesa. So we'd like to introduce Ms. Christine Zalanka, who's our director of our city's development sustainability department. And I think Christine has a few little recognitions that we'd like to go through tonight. Ms. Zalanka.
Thank you, Mayor, Council members. Each quarter, we have properties throughout the city that are nominated both by council members, by our code officers, our employees, and by citizens themselves for really maintaining their property or building their property in a way that's exceptional for their particular area. And tonight we have four award winners. They'll receive a letter and a plaque that we're going to be giving them tonight, as well as a sign on their property. The first recipient is for a commercial property. It's Mr. Wild, if you'd like to come up. Mr. Wild is the owner of Chiller City on 3rd Avenue, which sells and repairs heat exchangers and chillers. And actually, Mr. Wild has a very interesting story about how he put that building together. He was originally looking for an existing building, but nothing quite fit his creative eye. He was looking for something fresh and stylish. This is a picture of the building that's up on the monitor. Presenting the certificate to Mr. Wild tonight will be District 4 Council Member Chris Glover and Mayor Smith, if you'd like to come downstairs for a photo opportunity. Our next recipient is a residential property. First, we want to recognize Alfredo Barriga and Marlon Castellan. Come on up. Mr. Barriaga has moved to this property approximately 10 years ago with his wife and four children. He's been working on the property. We have a picture of it up here for 4 years after envisioning the possibilities on the property. He did all of the landscaping, the hardscaping, and the curb appeal items himself. And here to, here we go. Councilmember Glover and the mayor.
Okay.
Our third recipient tonight is also a residential property, and this is to Horace Macias for his home on South Allen, and his daughter Isabella, if you'd like to come up. This is Isabella's first city council meeting. Mr. Macias built the home himself and continues to live there with his son and Isabella. And our fourth award tonight is Rosita Ortega for her home on South Lizona. Miss Ortega is a single woman. She had a vision for what the home could be, and again, we have a picture up here. She installed the landscaping, added additional parking, and the wrought iron fencing, and she is very proud of her home and always keeps it up. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I want to thank our committee members. We have members of our community that have volunteered to work with us. They, on a quarterly basis, go through all of the applications and they select the winners. Our volunteers are Linda Flick, Cynthia Dunham, Pat Gilbert, Kirsten Howe, and Stephanie Wright. We're always accepting applications for extraordinary properties throughout the city and would invite the public to submit nominations for really extraordinary properties throughout the city. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank you to all. You know, it was interesting to look at those photos and to see what people can do with both a newer home, an older home, to really dress it up and to just make it look sharp and nice. And I'm sure your neighbors all love you for improving the neighborhood. And we appreciate what you've done to improve the city. Thank you so very much. We'll now proceed with the next item on the agenda, which is the consent agenda. Mr. Kevin Christopher will read in tonight's consent agenda.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Liberty Wildlife Rehabilitation Foundation Incorporated. 4-day charitable event, Monday, March 26th to Thursday, March 29th, 922 South Country Club Drive. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for packages from home. 3-day charitable event, Friday, March 23rd to Sunday, March 25th, 922 South Country Club Drive. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Special Olympics Arizona Incorporated. 2-day charitable event, Saturday, March 31st and Sunday, April 1st, 922 South Country Club Drive. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for St. Bridget Catholic Church. 1-day religious event, Friday, March 23rd, 2213 North Lindsay Road. Item 3E, act on new restaurant license for Fritz's Footlong, 1734 East Main Street. Item 4A, act on bingo license application for Mesa Regal RV Resort 2, 4700 East Main Street. Item 5A, act on contract to purchase two replacement servers and support for the customer information system as requested by the Information Technology Department. Item 5B, act on contract to purchase two new servers and software for critical city applications as requested by the Information Technology Department. Item 5C, act on contract to purchase 13 new radar devices for police motorcycles. This is fully funded by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety. Item 5D has been continued to the April 2nd Council meeting. Item 5E, act on term contract for automotive batteries for Fleet Services Department. Item 5F, act on term contract for replacement carbon for odor control tanks at the Greenfield and Northwest Water Reclamation Plants. Item 5G, act on contract for pressure-reducing valve station at Val Vista Treatment Plant. Funding is available in the fiscal year 11-12 Water Bond Capital Program. Item 6A, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute amended and restated Topaz Regional Wireless Cooperative Intergovernmental Agreement with the City of Apache Junction, the towns of Gilbert and Queen Creek, and the Apache Junction Fire District. Item 6B, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute the Regional Communications Systems Connection Intergovernmental Agreement to establish radio network connectivity with the Arizona Department of Public Safety, Maricopa County, City of Phoenix, and the Yuma Regional Communications Systems Council. Item 6C, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute a transit service agreement with the Regional Public Transportation Authority for the East Valley Dial-A-Ride service in Mesa. Item 6D, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute a transit service agreement with the Regional Public Transportation Authority for the Ride Choice program. Item 6E, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement with the Arizona Department of Transportation for cost sharing and landscaping maintenance for certain improvements constructed within the state right-of-way along Mesa Drive. Item 6F, Act on Resolution authorizing City Manager to execute a development agreement with Seven Springs Development Incorporated for reimbursement to the developer for regional street and street lighting improvements as required by Mesa in conjunction with a proposed residential subdivision at 11,365 East Guadalupe Road. Mesa's share of the funding is budgeted in the fiscal year 11-12 Streets Bond Program. Item 7A, Act on Ordinance regarding Z12-10, the 1,000 to 1,100 block of West Grove Avenue on the north side. This is located south of Southern Avenue and east of Alma School Road. This is for a rezone and site plan review to allow for development of a police station. Item 7B, Act on Ordinance regarding Z12-04, parcel 5 at Mountain Bridge, located north of McKellops Road and west of Ellsworth Road, rezone and site plan review to allow development of a single residential subdivision. Item 7C, Act on Ordinance regarding Z12-05, parcel 6 at Mountain Bridge, located north of McKellops Road and west of Ellsworth Road, rezone and site plan review to allow development of a single residential subdivision. Item 7D, Act on Ordinance regarding Z12-06, parcel 8 at Mountain Bridge, located north of McKellops Road and west of Ellsworth Road, rezone and site plan review to allow development of a single residential subdivision. Item 7E, Act on Ordinance regarding Z12-07, parcels 1 through 3 at Mountain Bridge, located south of McCullops Road and west of Ellsworth Road, rezone and site plan review to allow development of single residential subdivision. Item 7F, Act on Ordinance Z12-08, parcels 10 and 11 at Mountain Bridge, located south of McCullops Road and west of Ellsworth Road, rezone and site plan review to allow development of single residential subdivision. And Item 8A, Act on Subdivision Plat for Mesa Trade Center Condominiums, located south of Main Street and west of Country Club Drive, 555 West 2nd Avenue. Mayor and Council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item that a member of the council would like removed from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests from the public to remove an item?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. I entertain a motion. We have a motion from the Vice Mayor to approve the consent agenda, second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. Consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is the the items from citizens present. We have three requests to speak this evening. We'll first hear from Mr. Glenn Ray, then from Rebecca Swain, and from Joyce Adams. Mr. Ray? And if you would, restate your name and address for the record. And on this one, you have 3 minutes, and we can't respond to you, but go right ahead. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor, council members. My name is Glenn Ray. I live at 3556 East Shannon and Gilbert. I have a rental at 10346 East Juanita Avenue in Mesa, and I own Mesa Signal 88, which started in the city of Mesa. And today what I'm here to talk about is one of the communities where I do security at, which is Mountain Ranch. And they're present today because some of the things that we're running into have to deal with presence. Owning a security company, I've been in the military for 23 years, and I'm an executive officer at the 855 MP company in Phoenix. A lot of security is just being out there, being with the people so that they can see you, being a deterrent. And what we're seeing on that far southeast side of Mesa is that it's such a large expanse of area that the Mesa police just don't get out there as often as they could. And we all know that these economic times, having that increased police force is harder and harder. Less guys have to cover more areas. So what we're here to talk about today is some of the problems we're seeing out there, which has a tendency to be brought about by just a lack of presence. So what we have from a security perspective that we see is a lot of graffiti. Now, graffiti in itself doesn't necessarily hurt anyone. It does damage the well-being of the community, i.e. what the other kids see, what new homeowners, when they come into the area and are looking to buy, they see. And it does lower the property values that are associated with those areas. Now, the graffiti, whether it's being done by a certain group of kids or not, it's one of those things that's hard to catch unless you're in the area. My security company is there roughly 5 hours at night, which in the grand scheme of things, leaves quite a bit of time for that graffiti to take place. So what we like to try to do is augment and work very closely with Mesa PD in helping to provide that additional eyes and ears for them. But once again, due to that far east side, southeast side presence of that community, it's hard to get response out there for anything that's not, necessarily immediate reaction required in a timely manner that we can actually do anything. I.e., the kids out there are having what they call a fight club in the parks, where it's MMA type fighting. You know, whether they say that's legal or not, we try to get the police out there, and by the time they get out there, the kids have already dispersed. So it's really hard for us to be able to help them enforce those laws and to help the HOA have a community where, you know, the kids can feel safe to go outside and other people, you know, can walk around the community without having to see graffiti or damage. Some of the more expensive things that have been damaged out there, they've had pumps damaged. And anytime you do that, you affect the community. You know, one kid kicks a sprinkler system and now you have water loss. So, you know, any comments that you guys might have or questions for me, that's what I'm here to do, is to support the HOA.
And I appreciate that. I'd love to have questions, comments, but we can't do that.
Right.
What I can do is that Mr. John Pombier over there, who is an assistant city manager, whose public safety is his domain. And the other thing is to gear you toward him to talk about our graffiti abatement program, which, you know, one of the ways we fight this citywide is to get rid of graffiti as soon as possible. And if you want to meet with Mr. Pombier afterwards, I'm sure he'd love to talk to you about ways we can work together.
I would love to.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
The app? Oh, yeah. We have an app.
Yeah, we have an app for that.
My Mesa. Mr. Pombier will also be able to tell you about the app we actually have where people can report graffiti from their smartphone. And the next, thank you so very much, Glenn. The next one is Joyce Adams. Oh. You must be Rebecca. Joyce,
hi.
Welcome.
This also is my first city council meeting.
Well, welcome.
My name is Joyce Adams. I live at 11460 East Reuben Avenue in Mesa. I've been a Mesa resident for 10 years, and I've come before you as a mother, as a grandmother, and as a soon-to-be great-grandmother, and a board member of our HOA. All the problems that Glenn has talked about, we have been experiencing for the last 10 years, and it seems to be getting worse. We have tried to take steps to help ourselves. And one of those steps has been we have mailed out cards. We offer rewards in our community. If you would like to report anyone that has, our last one went out, said vandalism, graffiti, damage to the electrical boxes, monument sign, which we had to replace, ATV damage to our parks, theft, they even steal in our plants from around our community. So we instituted that. We've had some people call in, but we've not given any rewards because we don't have that partnership with the other part of the police department. So I'm here tonight to ask for more of them over there. I was watching the helicopter program when I came in, and all I got to say is yes. Let's get them out there. Let's help these boots on the ground. This is what we need. Our community is, the north perimeter is Elliott Road. Our west perimeter is Meridian, our south is Mesquite, and the east is Mountain Road. As just a grandma that has grandchildren out there, I've had to actually confront people myself because I couldn't get a response. It's not their fault. They only have so many people. I've lived in the community 10 years. I have never once met my beat officer. It's always from the northern beat because that's where the action is. And I'm telling you, we got action in our beat 77, or at least that's what it used to be. So I'm asking for your help in partnership with our community to get that presence out there. I have not ever seen a patrol. I've seen response. If I've got somebody pointing a gun at me or going to stab me, I can guarantee you they're going to be there. Luckily, that's not my everyday life. My everyday life is coming to and from volunteering, to and from the parks. Our parks are not safe because we have the fight clubs going on. We've got the kids that are very disrespectful to everyone. And it's mainly the kids in our community. I'm not saying they're coming from the north or the south. They're within our own community. And I'm here tonight to ask for your assistance in partnering with our community so that we can reduce the crime, and we can enjoy living in the city of Mesa.
Thank you. I think you've got our attention, and I would also suggest, John, you might as well set up an office up there, because we're good. That's great. Awesome. Thank you, Joyce. Thank you so very much for coming down. Rebecca Swain.
My name is Rebecca Swain. I live at 11439 East Quarry Avenue in Mesa. I'm in the Mountain Ranch Association as well. We've lived in our neighborhood just around the corner from the park since my oldest was one, and he just learned how to ride a bike. He loves to be outside, and we would love to let him ride his bike to the park and play with his friends, but it's not safe to do so. The fight clubs and the drug culture is just pervasive. Having to explain to my five-year-old what drug paraphernalia is and why he should have to avoid it on a trip to the park is unconscionable. If my family wants to use a park, we leave our community to do so. Sorry. We've hired Signal 88, and they know which houses in our community are drug houses. They know, they can see, you know, and they call, but there's no response. I hear that the response times for things that aren't an imminent threat to someone are upwards of 3 hours. At that point, really, why bother? So, again, we're just here to ask you guys to work with us, to help us make our community safe. Is that it? Yeah? Okay. Just checking.
You've done well. Thank you so very much. And thanks to all three of you for coming, and I can guarantee you that Mr. Pombia will jump right on it and see what he can do to connect with you and to get some things taken care of. And thank you really for showing up. That's the most important thing, is letting us know what's happening in our community. Okay.
So moved.
We have a motion from the Vice Mayor and a second from Councilmember Higgins. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you so very much.